Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. People across the state of South Dakota love to play. Well, now the upcoming Dakota Life on SDPB-TV talks about the love of the game. It's Thursday at 8 p.m. Central and 7 Mountain. Joining us from the Vermilion Studio for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, we have Melissa Hammersmith-Sievers. She is the producer of Dakota Life. Melissa, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
All right, Dakota Life has been spruced up for the 21st season. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes as you sort of dig into what the new look is going to be.
Well, I have big shoes to fill. Dakota Life is one of our flagship productions, so it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. You'll see a lot of the same stories, you know, people speaking passionately about the things that they love to do, the things that they love about our wonderful state of South Dakota, and of course, that comes with a lot of diversity. We are changing up the look a little bit to spend even more time allowing people to speak in their own words whenever possible about their passions. And Larry Rohrer, of course, is still the voice of Dakota Life introducing the show, but we'll see a little bit less from him just to allow a little bit more time to breathe and spend some more time with our subjects.
All right, so let's talk about this Thursday because it's all about what makes us unique in this state and the ways we sort of love to play. Get outside, get on the back of a horse. How did this episode come together?
Well, for the last few years, we have a talented group of producers at South Dakota Public Broadcasting that love getting out to play football, golf, rodeo, and with the expansion of the digital format, it allows producers to seek out stories about the players that take to the field each week in a variety of sports, and so it's a platform to showcase some of those stories, and you know what better way to populate an episode of Dakota Life than to talk about the games that we all love to play. You know, people rally behind their football teams, they spend time with their friends on the golf course. A lot of these venues are the centers of communities, and I'm not really what you would call a sports enthusiast, but each story that we feature on Thursday's show is really captivating, and it makes you see why these people love the games that they play.
Yeah. So some of these stories will be familiar, but one of the great things about Dakota Life and how it sort of intersects within the moment is some of these producers are bringing as they're working on these stories. So Nate Weck will come and talk about the young women in Esteline who are playing football, and then you get to see the full production of that on Dakota Life. And some great stories here. And what do you want to recap? So the brothers who are referees, we've got the two girlfriends who are playing ball with the Esteline football team. What are some of the other highlights that people should make sure to tune into?
Well, we have a young man that was one of the first athletes from the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired to participate at a South Dakota High School Activities Association sanctioned track and field event. You know, track and field is an event that SDPB covers, and it's really great to be able to go beyond play-by-play coverage of the event itself and see some of these people that are running. And so for Michael Gast, running wasn't really something that crossed his mind, but it turned out that he was good at it, and he's overcome some hardships in his life, you know, some challenges, and he wasn't one to back down from an opportunity, and when you have a gift, you go with it. So it's pretty great to see resiliency played out right in these segments.
Yeah. Tell me what it is like to sort of come into a town, because when I watch Dakota Life, it takes me to places in South Dakota that I have not been yet, and introduces me to people who are a lot like a lot like me or a lot different from my life. But I feel that instant connection. What's it like for the people who are featured in Dakota Life and the towns when sort of the SDPB crew comes to town and unpacks the cameras and says, you know, tell us a story. Want to hear from you.
it's not uncommon for people to be humble. Like sometimes they don't right. think that their story is really much to brag about. But I enjoy, you know, seeing what people are get excited about. You know, a few years ago, I did a story about the state plowing competition. A group of folks from around the country gathered in a field outside of Beersford, South Dakota, and they were competitively turning over ground. And for me, I, you know, was unsure of what to expect. But these people get excited. You know, some of them were using antique equipment, and it's just fun to try and do things the way that maybe your fathers or grandfathers did when they were first turning soil. Other people have competitive equipment, and it's something that takes them around the country and world. And precision is the game, just like anything else. And I had a lot of fun covering that, and I never would have thought about competitive plowing.
Yeah. But, you must just drive home from some of these gathering some of this content and just saying, you know, I just love living here. That's what, every time I, you know, I'm on the road for SDPB, that's always what sort of.
It is. Yeah. It's hard to be away from my own family, but right. when I'm out in the field, you know, I get to meet people I never would have met otherwise. And sometimes I come home with a new hobby, and that's kind of fun too. So.
Melissa Hammerstedt-Severs, she's the producer of Dakota Life. You can tune in on Thursdays, this Thursday, 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain on SDPB-TV. You can see For the Love of the Game in its entirety. Melissa, hey, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
I look forward to it.